From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, June 11th, 2026. Graham Plattner has already received more primary votes than any other Democratic U.S. Senate candidate in Maine history. Steve Missler has more.
Plattner has received more than 150,000 votes on primary election day so far, according to data compiled by the Associated Press. An analysis of state election data show that's more than any of his predecessors going back to 1918, the first year Maine began electing U.S. senators by popular vote. His vote share was also significantly more than all eight of the Republican candidates running for governor combined as of Thursday. And the GOP gubernatorial primary turnout was the highest it's been since 1994. An analysis of early absentee data also suggests the combat veteran and oyster farmer may have benefited from the state's second use of semi-open primaries, which allows unenrolled voters to participate in the party's nomination contests. More than 18,000 unenrolled voters cast absentee ballots as of Tuesday afternoon. 75% of those voted in the Democratic primary. So far, Plattner has won every town in Maine except three, Hersey, Moose River, and Weston, which all went to Governor Janet Mills. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
The campaign behind a proposal to ban transgender student athletes from girls' sports teams in Maine says it plans to appeal a court decision Thursday keeping the issue off of the November ballot. Last month, Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows determined that the group Protect Girls Sports in Maine had fallen roughly 500 signatures short of the number needed to qualify for the ballot. The committee challenged Bellows' decision, arguing she exceeded her constitutional authority when she invalidated thousands of signatures. But on Thursday, Superior Court Justice Deborah Cashman found no fault with the decision by Bellows. In a statement, the committee said it remains confident in its legal argument and plans to appeal this latest decision to Maine's Supreme Judicial Court. The Maine Bureau of Highway Safety and the City of Portland unveiled a new pedestrian safety campaign today. Bureau Director Lauren Stewart says the campaign was designed by community members.
Their experiences, their ideas and perspectives helped create something that is authentic to the community it serves. The result is the campaign we are launching today, Slow Down, We Walk Here.
That message will be posted on buses and bus shelters and spread through the radio and social media. The effort will also extend to Lewiston and Auburn. 5,000 season ticket deposits for the Portland Hearts of Pine's new women's team sold out in the first hour of sales, according to the soccer club. The sellout comes just a week after the club announced it was granted a USLW League franchise. And Hannah Searway, vice president of fan experience, says it shows that Maine believes in the Hearts soccer community.
More importantly, it proves that here people believe women deserve the stage that we're going to build for them. They're willing to invest in women's sports and have the opportunity to be part of this team from day one.
The women's team begins play next May. Voters around the state weighed in on their local school budgets Tuesday. Kennebunk and New Gloucester, which rejected their school budgets on the first vote last year, approved them this year. Voters in Jackman, on the other hand, rejected their proposed school budget by a 60% margin. The budget represents a roughly 3% increase, which district officials attribute to growing staff costs and reduced state funding. Maine Community College System President David Daigler announced this week that he plans to step down at the end of the next academic year. Daigler joined the system 23 years ago and has served as president since 2019. In a statement to the system's Board of Trustees, Daigler said the early announcement gives the board time for a thorough search and smooth transition. System officials say the search for a new president will begin immediately. The Maine Healthy Beaches Program has issued precautionary rainfall advisories at four beaches in the greater Portland area following heavy rainfall last night. The advisories cover Crescent and Kettle Cove beaches in Cape Elizabeth, as well as Ferry Beach and Pine Point in Scarborough. The state says moderate to heavy rainfall can increase bacteria levels and recommends avoiding water contact for at least a day or two after major rainfall. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, a summer performing arts preview. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.